Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which, like, nothing's free anymore, so I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's, like, all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and, like, you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is, like, crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free, so you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor, and like the main reason why I use it, is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that, like, basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to everyone of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah. Guys, which one? Booty or boobs? What would you say?
I think most guys are ass guys, are butt guys.
Yeah.
Like,
why?
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hi guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I'm here today with a special guest that I've been wanting to have for a while. Her name is Jean Marie.
Hi guys.
So Jean Marie, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about her, if you don't already know her already, but she is a health and wellness and travel influencer. So this is, I'm pretty pumped to have her on because she is really into her like health and wellness and is like always showing like dope ways to like be fit and stuff on her Instagram. By the way, you should definitely follow her Instagram. She also has just like a fun, free-spirited personality. She's so easy to talk to and get along with, but she also has this grungy, like hipster, really cool girl vibe. Like she has this bright purple hair. I met her at Coachella, and at Coachella she had like 8 million different colored hair. She has her tattoos. Like she has all these cool things, but she's this really nice, easygoing girl. That's what everyone's looking for in an influencer, I'd say.
Yeah, and I definitely don't have everything figured out, so I'm on my health and fitness journey with everyone else, and I'm kind of just showing people exactly what I'm going through to get to my fit goals.
Yeah. So, well, first of all, do you want to tell like everyone where you're from and a little bit about yourself, just so people who don't know you can get a vibe of you?
Yeah, of course. Okay. So I grew up in Palm Springs, California, and
just crazy,
right? No one is from Palm Springs.
Explain how weird that is, and explain Palm Springs because it's crazy.
Palm Springs is such a small town, and I know a lot of people know of it because of Coachella, but...
And I feel like retirement...
It's a bunch of old people.
I've heard like it's a big golfing.
There's place. Like a golf course on every corner.
Yeah. I mean,
for
it's
sure.
Stunning, but it's brutally hot.
It's beautiful. Everyone used to call it the Dirty D when I lived there. Everyone else calls it paradise. So, it was kind of boring growing up there, but it's definitely a beautiful place. And a lot of people know it. Obviously, Coachella's from Palm Springs. So I moved out to Los Angeles about 6 years ago to go to FITM.
Which is crazy because we didn't even meet through FITM.
Yes. So many people went to FITM.
I always forget you went there.
Yeah. And then I, about 2 years ago, started on a fitness health journey. I just was not happy with myself or my ex-boyfriend, my relationship. So that was kind of my outlet. And it has been ups and downs throughout. It's definitely a journey. And yeah, so here I am. I just started a 12-week glute guide. So I'm trying to get that big butt. And
there we are.
Yes. Yeah, so that's what I'm sharing on my Instagram a lot. And just traveling and figuring life out.
So can you kind of explain to me what being an influencer means? And like, it's just it's a new word.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't a thing like 10 years out.
Right.
10 years ago, I'd say. Especially for my Indiana listeners, there's not a lot of quote unquote influencers from Indiana or like that live there. So can you kind of explain to me what that means, the extent of it?
Yeah. So a lot of people say it's funny, but an influencer is there to influence. That's kind of the whole point of it. So people follow influencers to get something out of it, obviously, whether that's learning more about fitness or beauty or fashion or travel. And influencers start to work with brands, and that's kind of how we make our living, is working with brands to promote products on Instagram. Across YouTube, you get paid for the amount of views you get, but I will say you do not make money on YouTube for a very long time.
Like, yeah.
I think I've made like $100 on YouTube and I have like 500,000 views. Mm-hmm. So that is not a sustainable living situation.
Would you say it's mainly from brand deals?
Oh yeah, for sure. And especially on Instagram, I would say it's a lot easier to get deals on Instagram than any other platform. Because you don't need to be huge too, right? Like you can have 10,000 followers and still be making money. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely not as easy as you would think it is to just post a picture and get paid for it. And the funny thing is, like, even taking like photography pictures and getting content, I'll have a photo shoot and those pictures will be gone in a week. And then I'm like, shoot, I don't have any content to post. That's my whole job. So it's definitely a full-time, like 24/7 job. And working for yourself is not as easy as you would think it is.
So, I mean, not everyone is just like born and then they become an influencer. Can you kind of explain to me your life pre-influencer?
I was actually a manager of influencers, YouTubers, prior to being an influencer. And I got into it about 6 years ago because I interned at this place that was a digital media company and in fashion and beauty. And I went to school for fashion and beauty. So yeah, I knew nothing about anything digital marketing. And over the couple years, it started growing more and more.
It's literally blown up.
Blown up. Now like everyone knows.
Volcano.
What it is.
Yeah,
right.
It's like bye-bye commercials.
It's like millions, billions of dollars in this industry.
What does a manager do?
A manager helps grow your channel. So it's...
So they manage an influencer.
Right.
I know this, but I'm just asking to
understand. Yeah. So growing a YouTube or growing as an influencer, it is a formula. It is, of course, like your content and everything, but there's a formula. There's back-end analytics to every single platform. Right now, we don't know the back-end analytics of Instagram, and that's why everyone's Instagram is crazy. But on YouTube, there's a pretty set formula that if you follow it, you will start to grow and get more eyes on you. So that's part of it, is helping someone optimize their channels, getting brand deals, and sending to them to events, doing collaborations with other influencers. And it's pretty much a manager is there to take all of the stress off of you, really, of like your business, so that you're there and you're the front end of it.
And they kind of keep you in line.
Right.
Make sure you have your post up on time.
Right. Which still, that's still difficult for a lot of people, but
cool. Yeah. So thanks for explaining that. Like I said, I have a lot of influencer friends and it's no joke, people. So
no, it's a lot harder than you think.
It's a lot of hard. It's just like any other job. It's very, except I'd say it's even more full time because we're already on our phones.
Right.
So it's like you're constantly working.
All the time.
Like literally as soon as you get on your phone in the morning, like everyone does, you're working.
Yeah. And if I want to, of course, brands reach out to me, but I am proactively reaching out to so many different brands. If I love a brand, I'm going to reach out to them. I might as well get paid to promote them if I already like them. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm giving them a platform as well to grow. So it's equally beneficial.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, like I said, she is a fitness, I would say primarily like fitness, wellness, and then travel.
Yeah.
So that's why we kind of came up with a lot of fitness polls today.
Definitely.
So we're going to dive right into the polls. Is that okay?
For sure.
Okay. So first of all, do you ever vote in my polls?
I do.
I see that you vote, but I wanted to ask.
Yes.
What are your favorite polls to vote in?
You know, the hard ones to vote are like relationship ones or like, I don't know. There's a couple of your polls where I'm like, ooh, I don't even know if I can answer that because it's like both or I don't know. Yeah. Like there's definitely, you have some interesting questions that are very hard to answer. I have to sit there and think and like just hold it down and be like, which one would I choose?
I know. It's hard when, there's like, it depends on the situation.
Right.
I always feel for people. They're like people DM me like, well, it depends. I'm like, well, I didn't give an option.
Like what's harder, your breakup or your daughter's? I'm like, you know, I went through a really bad breakup, but I don't know if hers is going to be worse. So
that one I thought was interesting because I was like, I can deal with, like, I went through what I thought was like a hard breakup and I was like, oh my God, I can't even imagine having to deal with like my poor daughters.
Oh yeah.
You know, that's crazy.
Like you relate, but you also are just like, oh, I feel for you.
Because you can't really do anything.
Yeah, right.
That's why it makes it worse.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. Anyway, so let's just get started. The first one that John Marie asked was, do you care about health and fitness?
I think everyone should care about health and fitness. For sure. I mean, not everyone works out all the time, but I will say that it's like a form of therapy for sure. So yeah. Once you're done with a workout, even if you didn't want to go to the workout, you feel really good after. And there's actually science behind it that says that
like
you should.
Like endorphins and right. that stuff. But not only that, it's like literally your life. Like if you're health and fit, if you're not healthy, like you can't do anything.
Right.
So obviously I care as well, but we're kind of crazy about it.
I'm so crazy.
Yeah. But 9% said no. Like how could you not? Let's see who.
Expose them.
Maybe they're saying like, I don't care about working out. Primarily they're girls. Like literally they're all girls. All right, ladies.
Maybe they don't have to necessarily work out to have a body that other people are working out for, but I think health and fitness isn't just an outside thing.
I think you're right. I think they're like, I don't care about working out, but doesn't mean they don't care about their health. I think they're right. So 91% said yes, which we could have guessed.
For sure.
What's harder, working out or nutrition?
For me, 100% nutrition.
Same, but why?
I can work out for like 6 hours a day, which by the way is overtraining, but and love it and then want to go eat a pizza right after. So I just think that a lot of people have a relationship with food that's like not a healthy relationship. As you've grown up, you've like wanted to eat your feelings, or you always just go to a snack when you're bored instead of working out or doing something else. Like food is a very touchy subject, I feel like, especially for me, but
Do you feel like you want a pizza because you like the taste of it?
Yeah, especially now that I've been super healthy, I feel like it just makes me feel horrible.
Oh, I agree.
If I eat a lot of bad food after being healthy and working out. So it is really, I guess, the taste of it more than anything.
Yeah, what's crazy is that my mom explained this to me. She was like, food is fuel for your body. And if you're not fueling it with the right things, then your body's not going to operate to its full potential. And once she explained it to me like that, I was that kid that when I went to school, like I had carrots and my friends had Gushers.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
So, which I'm thankful for now, but I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Gushers.
Right.
But, I think that thinking of it that way, but for me, like I love pizza and ice cream. It just tastes good.
Right.
And especially when you're in like a sour mood,
it almost like makes your mood go even down
even
more.
Worse, because then you feel like you want to sleep after. You don't want to go.
Totally.
Gosh. Okay. Well, anyway, nutrition's definitely hardest for me. I would say I eat healthy, but I love to eat a lot and I love to snack and
The snacking that really gets me.
What's
going.
Like your guilty pleasure snack or food?
Of anything?
Yeah.
I love pasta. Like I could eat cheese ravioli every day, all day. It's like brings me back to my childhood with
have
just like
butter.
Have you
been to John and Vinny's?
I haven't.
I've heard that's like as amazing. It basically, you guys, John and Vinny's is like this crazy restaurant in LA that you have to have a reservation like 2 months in advance for. But where's your favorite pasta from?
Honestly, I just got a package from Trader Joe's and that takes like 3 minutes to cook.
Have you had the cauliflower gnocchi?
No.
Okay, you should get it because that's a really good happy meal for
it's
you.
Like a cut.
It's like I don't feel bad because it's cauliflower, but it tastes like heaven.
I'm gonna have to get that.
Just a little olive oil and like some seasoning. It's really good. Nutrition won for what's harder, 72%. Working out got 28%. So,
dang, teach me your ways. That 28%,
right? I'd say the hardest part for me working out is going to the gym. Like, once I'm there, I'm Gucci.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's just getting my butt up to go.
And it's, like, the consistency of, like, if you go every day, then you're like, I gotta keep going. Mm-hmm. But if you take, like, 3 days off, then you're like,
Exactly.
I'll go tomorrow.
Okay. This one you're really passionate about. So let's
passionate.
Just dive right in. Girls should lift weights. True or false?
100% girls should lift weights. I feel like you hear so many stories of girls being, like, cardio bunnies at the gym and not having the physique that they want. And Like, I think that you absolutely should be lifting weights. I've been lifting weights for 2 years on and off. Of course, my journey has not been 100% 2 years, but I feel like I'm still not like have any even like muscle definition.
No, she's like the least like quote unquote bulky person. Cause I feel, yeah. like, I feel like girls are like, oh my God, I don't want to get bulky. And I'm the same way.
Yeah.
But I guess we're all, we have this wrong misconception.
Yeah. And like muscle actually burns more fat throughout the day. So it's actually so beneficial to lift weights, and it feels amazing when you go up in weight and just, it's just like empowering.
Yeah. So what are your go-to, like things to do in the gym?
Well, now that I have this fitness program, I think a lot of people say, like, if you want a big butt, you're going to have big, bulky legs. And the workouts I've been doing lately have been so glute-focused. Mm-hmm. I'm actually feeling it, and I'm loving it.
Guys, I can see it. I mean, I know you wish you were here to see it, too. I'll just, like, describe it for you. It's this plump, perfect little perky booty that everyone hopes to have. Like, think of Carrie Underwood's legs, but butt version.
That is so nice of you, but it's not there yet.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Yeah, I love boxing a lot, too. I know that's not a lot of weightlifting, but it's just feels so good to work out.
Yeah. Do you, like, you go to a gym and you weightlift there?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So 92% said girls should lift weights. 8% said false. I'm going to look at who said false. I'd say it's like about half and half of guys and girls.
That's so interesting. I feel like most guys I talk to are like, girls should lift weights.
I know. Well, not that many though. Did I already say the percentage?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I thought this was so funny. One of my friends DM'd me and goes, because he accidentally put false. And he goes, I meant to vote for nutrition. I swear, women can do whatever the F they want. I don't have a say. I'm like, thank you.
Yes.
We appreciate that. I think that weightlifting, it like something about it, it feels good. It feels like being sore.
You like feel like you're actually gonna see results.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can tell when someone's been lifting weights because they have like legit muscle. Okay. I asked, why do you not lift weights? And I only got a few responses, but someone said, I don't do it at the gym because I'm intimidated or scared. I'll look dumb in front of guys. It's sad, I know.
We were talking about that.
This is literally the response we wanted, like why I asked it. So let's elaborate.
So I had a trainer for a while and I was obviously comfortable because that person was there and it's almost a security blanket. Mm-hmm. But when you go into a weight room and you see 10 or 15 guys and then you're the one girl walking in. And
yeah.
Like,
and they're the gym rats too. Yeah, they're like the guys that never leave.
Yeah. It's almost like in the beginning I felt like I was like, oh, like I'm coming into their territory and like I'll let them finish and everything. And like, I don't want to be in the way. And now I walk in and I'm like, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to go pick up some weights and I'll just find a spot and do something on my own that I don't need to be intimidated. And I still am sometimes. And I actually go to the gym at like 5 o'clock in the morning when it opens. So not that many people are there because it is overwhelming, especially if you don't know what you're doing or have a set routine, then you're kind of just like, all right, what machines do I use?
Yeah, no kidding.
Or like what weights do I lift?
I used to, because I'll even find myself like seeing someone doing something a little different or something that I don't do. And I'm like, I literally catch myself judging. And then I'm like, wait, why am I judging? Like their butt is here at the gym. Like good for them. Because I feel the same way. Like I don't even care what you're doing. Like, do you?
Yeah.
But I'm just going to read the rest of these responses. People said bulky because I'm lazy and don't really know many workouts because I'm lazy. Someone said, I'd rather rock climb, too much repetition and lifting. That's kind of cool.
That's interesting. I know rock climbing is, it's your whole body.
Yeah.
Have you like ever rock climbed?
Yeah. I love it.
It's your forearms and your back.
Your fingers. Like, your finger muscles.
For days. Like 4 days.
Uh-huh. Oh, I actually, like, especially bouldering, that's really hard.
I've never done that.
It's like without the, I'm going to sound like an idiot because I'm not like a professional.
The like harness?
Yeah, it's without the harness.
Oh, that's all I've done.
Yeah, yeah. The one with the harness I think is fun because like you get to go really high, but bouldering's super hard.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm only like decent at it because I was a gymnast for a long time, so...
I'm so bad at it. You know how at the rock climbing gyms they have like 0 to 9 or something?
Oh, I
like
know.
That.
Yeah.
I'm like a 1.
But you have like, I feel like you could reach, because you have long like arms and stuff, you could like reach some.
Yeah, rocks. I just feel like it's a lot more weight to throw around when you're like taller.
For sure. Someone said I don't, and someone said lazy. So there's that. Okay, SoulCycle or boxing?
I do both, but I don't want to do as much cardio because I am trying to build. So I actually am trying to do less cardio a week. And even though boxing is a lot of cardio, it's also you're using all of your muscles.
Yes, totally. So you would go with boxing?
Oh, yeah. You have to take a rumble class with me.
I do. Okay. I've only done I think it's like the City of Angels boxing. It's downtown.
I've never done that.
I'm such a SoulCycle girl.
No. Okay. But rumble, I'm like going to be such a rumble plug right now because I'm so obsessed. It was like the best class I've ever taken.
That's what everyone says.
It's like half boxing and then half strength training and HIIT workout. So it's like each round you're doing punching and then you're going over and doing 3 rounds of like crazy workouts and then coming back, and it just doesn't feel like you're working out.
Yeah, I need to do it for sure, but I am obsessed with SoulCycle. For those of you that don't know, SoulCycle is like this crazy workout class where you're on stationary bikes and you're just literally like cycling your heart out. Like every drip of sweat you could have consumed in your body, it's like out.
Oh, yeah. And my instructor the other day, she was like, if you guys think you look weird, if you're like not comfortable, she was like, think about it. You're on a bike that's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, oh my God, I'm really doing that.
Meanwhile, you can like adjust the resistance and all this stuff, and you have these special shoes that clip in, yada, yada. That's this whole thing. But it's like a country club for cycling. It's super bougie. Like, it's expensive.
It's a cult.
Yeah. It's like $30-$35 a class. And you have weights and et cetera. But the coolest part is that it's like in this dark, congested room and they're like blaring super cool music.
Yeah.
And so have you ever been to a class where there's like a live DJ with like glow sticks?
No, but I feel like I'd have so much fun.
It's sick. It's the coolest part is just like glow. It feels like you're in a rave.
Yeah.
But cycling, so yeah. And the instructors are really motivating, but Rumble I need to try out.
Yeah, we have to go.
Soul is winning 52%, but boxing's 48%. So that's close.
I think boxing is becoming more of a trend these days.
It's like, honestly, it's a really hard workout.
I'm obsessed. Who doesn't want to punch something?
Yeah, right? Okay, Lululemon or Aloe Yoga?
I don't really own a lot of Lululemon, but I know it's like, you know, LA's biggest and most, if you're LA, you're wearing Lululemon. I do wear a lot of Aloe Yoga and I like how it fits. And I think if something fits right, then you're going to want to go to the gym and work out more and show off.
Agreed.
That,
yeah.
That you look good in your outfit.
Look good, feel good.
Yeah.
I actually think that Lulu is more worldwide well known.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everyone in Indiana wears Lulu. Like, it's the cool thing. And Aloe is more of an LA thing. But I think what I was getting at is I think Aloe is a little bit more trendy with their... They have, like, cool styles.
Yeah.
And, like, it's literally athleisure. Like, you could wear it to, like, get brunch with your friends.
Oh,
and,
for
like,
sure.
You know what I mean? But it looks like you're wearing a leather jacket and it's, like...
Yeah.
A workout jacket or something. But Lulu, I think, for me, personally, fits a little bit better.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to try a little bit more of those.
But I only have a few things from Aloe. I have more Lulu than
I just know Lulu is like I could do a car payment with like a Lulu.
Like, well, same with Aloe. Aloe is actually, I'd say, a little bit more expensive.
No, it's not.
I swear to God.
Okay, low-key, maybe they just like send me stuff and I don't know the actual prices.
No, I swear.
Oh, wow.
I swear it's a little bit more expensive, I think. Or it's at least the same price range.
Wow.
Yeah, see, influencer life, guys.
Sorry.
Sent to you. Aloe Yoga, send me stuff. We can have you on this
podcast. Yeah, right?
Okay, Lulu won 88% because a lot of my followers are from the Midwest. 12% said Aloe. Nike or Adidas? You're passionate about this. Go off.
I'm going to be an Adidas ambassador, you guys. Just wait on it. But in like all seriousness, I think that Adidas shoes are a lot more comfortable and their leggings fit me way better. Like, I'll put on Nike leggings and I'm like, my ass is like flat. Like,
oh my God, I feel like that's kind of true.
No, I don't know what, like, the material or the way.
Lulu helps me,
like,
out a lot.
Yeah. I'm like, I need to have like that little, like, you know, lift or something. And like, that's where I come in with the Adidas. So
your team Adidas, three stripe life.
I am. I do own a lot of Nike and they're obviously very innovative in the industry, but I think they're a little bit more focused towards athletes, like professional, you know, all of their advertisements and everything are professional athletes, which that's awesome. But I think Adidas is really good at marketing towards, like, you can wear this on the street.
For
you can
sure.
wear
They've
it.
Got, they really, really, really dived into the streetwear.
I love it.
Everyday wear kind of look. This is really hard for me because I like both.
Honestly. Yeah.
Shoes, I'm Nike girl, but everything
you
else.
You gotta try Adidas.
Like, I know. I have Adidas. My brother is team Adidas and he's a basketball player and I don't know. I like both.
I mean, you know, but then I like wear Jordans and stuff, like not a non-athletic part, and, you know, Air Force Ones. And so I like the Nikes for different reasons, I guess. Yeah.
I would probably vote Nike, but I'm a totally Adidas girl too. If you want to sponsor me, Adidas.
No, literally, come for us, Adidas.
But Nike is 58%. Adidas is 42%. Pretty close.
Yeah.
Do you check people out when you're at the gym?
I do not. I mean, I'm definitely aware of my surroundings.
Tell us about a little bit about that.
I mean, especially if you're in a weight room, like you look and see. The other day I was like doing arms and this guy next to me was like doing the exact same arm workouts and it wasn't like we were in sync or anything, but it was just like, oh, that's kind of interesting. Like, yeah. Weird. And then, you know, the other day then I was doing good mornings. And if you don't know what those are, it's pretty much you just stick your butt out as far as you can. And
so what are you doing? Like where's the weight?
You're holding the weight on your shoulders.
Okay.
And your legs are pretty much straight, a little bit bent, but then you just stick your butt all the way back.
And you like bend forward.
Right, and your back
is
straight.
So what muscle are you working?
Oh, it's full glute. Okay. And hamstring.
So you're doing good mornings and what happens?
Did someone
tell you good morning?
No, there's like this old guy behind me who is just like staring at me and I'm like, maybe he's not looking at me. And then I was like, okay, no, this other guy next to me just finished
he was
his
for sure
set.
Good,
like,
morning.
I'm like, oh, this is so then I like moved so that my butt wasn't like directly in his face. And like, so I see people checking out, not just me, but like everyone at the gym, you know?
Uh-huh. For sure. That's really funny. I'm not like, I don't know if this is a girl thing, but like in general, I'm not like quote unquote checking someone out.
Oh yeah, no.
Like I feel like that's more of a guy thing. I don't know. But at the gym, I definitely have my eyes out. Because here's the thing. There's a drought in LA with men, straight men. And the thing is, like, in my gym, there's like a basketball court, so generally attracts some straight men. So I have my eye out. I'm not gonna lie.
I think maybe if I was single, I would be a little bit more alert, especially because if you're working out, I personally would want someone who's into health and fitness as well.
I'm like, I just have my eye out to see, like, you know,
keep your options open.
Yeah, I'm not like looking at their butt, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
But I'm like, who's like fit in here? Who's, you know, who's cute in here? So 71% said yes, they check people out. 29% said no. Let's see if it's more guys or girls that check people out. whoa, girls are checking the guys out.
You know, I totally see that though. I see like if you're single and you see like a hot guy. You
especially
know.
If they're like shirts off.
Oh, see, that makes me uncomfortable. I get like shy or something, you know?
Well, I mean, like, I don't like stare. I'm just like, it's a quick look.
Oh, dang.
Okay.
I see.
Did I say the percentage of this? I keep forgetting. We'll say it again. Do you check people out at the gym? 70% said yes. 30% said no. When's the best time to work out?
I would say for me personally in the morning, I like it because no one's at the gym, but also if it's like 7 o'clock at night, the gym closes at 10 and I'm like sitting on my bed in my PJs.
See, my gym's 24 like, hours.
Okay. See, I feel like I'd still go in the morning because then like Netflix is already on.
Yeah.
My food's already made. I'm like in for the night.
I'm going to have a way more productive day if I work out in the morning. That's just how it goes. But I have to say, so I don't know if this is because I did sports growing up and all of my practices were at night.
Okay.
But sometimes I feel more like mobile and ready to work out, and I feel, I don't know, my body feels more ready to get a good workout in at night.
That makes sense.
Sometimes.
Yeah. I think it's just like personal preference.
Sometimes when I wake up, I'm like not all stretched out yet or whatever, but ideally I would like to stay morning.
Yeah.
But that one, you go at like 5 a.m. though. That's crazy.
I literally set my alarm for 4:30. The gym opens at 5.
What time do you go to bed?
I go to bed at like 10.
Okay.
I will say lately though, especially because my workouts have been so hard, I low key take like a little siesta, like a 20-minute nap in the middle of the day.
No, rightfully so. Okay, morning 162%, 38% said night. Do you care if your partner works out?
I for sure do. If I'm working out and taking care of myself, I would hope that my partner is doing the same. So, I mean, I guess it's not like a deal breaker, but
really,
I would like,
it's not a deal breaker.
It's, I mean, I don't think my ex-boyfriend like worked out that much, you know?
Yeah. But like, now, like if you, let's say you're single and the person like was anti-working out, would that?
Oh yeah. No, that wouldn't be cool. Like my boyfriend now, like we actually want to go to the gym together and work out.
Got it. I would say I care if the person works out. Like, I just want them to be fit and I'm into, like, muscles.
Not too many.
Not too many, but I'm into, like, people that care about their health.
Oh, for sure.
Plus, I like, genuinely, like, as an activity, like, I like going to workout classes. I like going on hikes. I like going to, like, throw the football on the beach. Like,
oh, yeah.
I like doing that stuff. So or playing tennis, whatever the case may be. I would like them to be.
You want something in common.
Yeah.
Yeah.
55% said yes. 45% said no.
But that 45% is probably someone that's not working out themselves right now.
Yeah. Thoughts on fitness couples?
I think they're so cute. I'm obsessed with them. Like, I want to be a fitness couple. I can see how it could get a little bit annoying if it's, like, oversaturated. Like, I definitely want to be a fitness-type couple with my boyfriend, but I also want to be my own person.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes you get lost in, like, we're big buff couples and, like...
Yeah. I think that fitness couples are actually super cute too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
On Instagram, like,
I'm like, you're goals.
Yeah. But, and especially, I actually showed John Murray this girl today. Her name's Katie, and it's Katie Betzing. I think that's her name. She like recently just followed me on Instagram. I geeked out.
I would die.
Yeah, I was freaking out. She's awesome. She lives in, I think, Michigan, and her boyfriend, she's been dating this guy, and they're the cutest. Like, I wasn't a big fitness, like, couple follower, per se. But when they started, like,
so
posting stuff, I was like, yes, I'm so here for it. And they started posting, like, videos and whatever. Katie, if you want to be on my podcast, please.
Oh, my God, yes.
But I'll come to Michigan. But they're really cute. First of all, you guys should follow both of them. But I don't know. I really am intrigued by it's cool because he's, like, a... I don't know if he's like a fighter or a boxer, or what his case is, but he knows what he's doing, and it's really cute because he like teaches her.
I love they, like, that so much. Yeah,
they like work out together. It's super cute.
Like dating a personal trainer.
Yeah, I mean it must be nice.
Yeah. Or right? Like for an influencer, a photographer, everyone's like a photographer.
I know everyone's
husband,
boy, like, every influencer's boyfriend.
Like what is the benefit of my boyfriend right now?
I'm like, yeah, exactly. So yeah, I think that they're really cute, and I think I don't really keep up with, that's the one couple that I like keep up with, but are there any other couples you keep up with?
I mean, there's some that are like only fitness focused.
Yeah.
Which
I like them because they're not just fitness, but
yeah, I think that's why
sometimes they're a little like not Katie, but like fitness couples in general, they're like a lot.
No, that yeah, you that's know, what I mean. It's just a like, little bit too more, much.
Like fitness.
Yeah.
So yeah, 59% said cute. 41% said no thanks.
I don't know. For me, I don't really follow that many fitness guys just because.
Neither do I.
Like whatever workouts they're doing is like for a guy's body.
Yeah.
Or of course you can have like a personal trainer that's a guy and he's gonna know your body, but yeah. I don't know, I follow girls because I'm like, oh, that's like the agreed kind of body type. Same. That I want. So
same. So I asked this one towards guys. I said, guys, which one, booty or boobs? What would you say?
I think most guys are ass guys or butt guys.
Yeah.
Like
why?
I just think it like Kim Kardashian this, like, and like I think it's just become like a society thing where everyone's yeah. like big booty. Like booty. All the like
because she got a big booty.
Yeah. I'm like every booty, single booty. Like song is about like yeah. a big butt big or like twerking yeah. and like I feel like I don't know, 10 years ago they would have been like, I want
you can twerk
fake boobs. Yes.
Guys, she can twerk so well.
And I now that I'm getting a bigger butt. I was doing it in the mirror and I was like, okay.
Yeah, I was like being your head girl. I was gassing you up.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, so would you say booty?
I mean, nowadays I would say guys like booty more.
Yeah, 72% was booty. 28% said boobs. Let's...
Yeah, like you don't see a lot of girls like wanting fake boobs anymore like they did like 10 years
I
ago.
I know. It used to be like all the rage.
Yeah.
Now it's like, well, whatever.
Now it's just big lips.
I know.
You got that covered.
Yeah, my lips are like, people sometimes ask me if I have lip injections. Like that's the one thing people ask if I have done. And I'm like, no.
You're like, but thanks for the compliment.
Well, what's so weird is like in Indiana, when I first moved here, people would ask me that. And I was like, no, what? I didn't understand. I was like,
yeah,
I would take offense to it. And now I'm like, oh, it's a compliment.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Like I want your lips.
It's not a thing.
You have love
gorgeous
that.
Lips too.
Thank you.
You probably get complimented.
No, you know what? I feel like living in LA, I'm like, do I need my lips done? Like,
no.
I don't know. I don't think like if you don't live in LA, you don't understand. It's like we live in a bubble here.
Yeah.
You know?
And honestly, what does that even mean?
Like, yeah.
What does it mean? I need my lips.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Well, it's weird because our lips are proportioned for our face.
Right.
You know? So I've seen some whack lip jobs.
Oh.
Or lip. People just, what's it called? Lip injections.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just
but
keep
sometimes
going.
They look really good.
I'm not going to lie, when I see someone's that look really good, I'm like, I see, I get it.
Yeah.
I get the hype of
yeah.
it.
Okay, so booty one, like we said. I would say probably booty two. We're working on it, fellas. girls, which one, arms or abs? This is a great one.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really see abs unless their shirt's off. I know you can like kind of understand it, but you know,
I understand.
Like
that
I can look
abs.
At someone and be like, ah, do they have abs? Maybe. I guess maybe I would say abs, but he's got to have good arms too. Like
yeah.
these are both very crucial what is, guys.
What is good arms or good abs entail?
For sure, like, I want to see your triceps if you're a guy.
Oh, yes, same. I love that.
You know what I mean? Like, if you just, like, look like my arm, like, nah.
I love it when their arm is, like, big, way bigger than you.
Yeah.
So, like, when they put their arm around you, it feels like you're, like, protected.
Like, I want, like, a man, you
yes.
know?
And I love it when their, like, back and, like, chest muscles are, like, bigger than mine.
Totally.
Just me
yeah.
in general. That's the best.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm a sucker for abs.
abs are
like, sign me up.
I can't do like the rock hard 12 pack. Like yeah. That's like, that's just a little bit too aggressive for me.
Yeah, I love abs. I'm a big ab girl, but I would probably say abs just because I love abs, but I do appreciate the arms a lot.
I think a lot less people have the abs than the arms. Like, it's easy to, like, agreed. You know, get
wow,
arms,
I agree I with think. That. Yeah. Arms won 61%.
Yeah, but that's because that's, like, what you're seeing, like...
True. True, true, true.
Like, in a t-shirt, yeah. You know?
39% said abs. Is there such a thing as someone being too fit?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And what does that mean?
I mean, certainly for a girl, I wouldn't want to be... too muscular. My boyfriend keeps telling me that. He's like, please don't get like a six pack or don't have like, you know, bigger muscles than me. And I was
why?
Like, no, like,
why does he say that?
I just think I think that that would be like a little weird to have yeah. me be like ripped
and he's not.
Like like he's like fit but yeah. like me to be like bodybuilder status.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, I'm not into, I guess, bodybuilder, but I'm really into like fit people.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
But like, I see guys at the gym and I'm like, okay, your veins yeah, are LA popping gets, out, your legs yeah, are like, touching, yeah. like all
veins
crazy
look, like, about to burst. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
80% said yes, there's such a thing. Okay, thoughts on mirror pics at the gym?
I've taken a couple myself for sure. But I actually get really embarrassed taking mirror selfies at the gym. I feel like everyone on
like
the planet
while
is like
it.
Judging me.
Yeah.
I'll literally take a quick snap and then I'm like, we're good if it looks good. Yeah. Yeah, but
does it bother you when other people post them?
Not really, but I do think that you're there to work out.
Yeah. You know? It bothers me when like I literally know that they didn't work out.
Right. Or I think like, that's my biggest thing.
Or they just like, I don't know. That
like
part,
you came to the gym, I mean, to look like you came to the gym.
It
you
doesn't
know?
Like get me mad. Like it doesn't get me raging like, yeah. Oh my God, I can't, like I don't get like that at all. But it makes me giggle.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
But I honestly, I'm here for it. Like, do you? I like it actually when people show, like if they show a mirror pic or they show like how far they ran or stuff like that, because it motivates me.
Oh, I mean, if you're showing a workout, and I actually need to get better at doing that, but I think that's awesome.
I love that. And I don't care if it's a mirror pic before or after. I also like seeing people's like cute workout outfits.
I love that, but I am the one to post a picture of me like my hair is crazy, I'm sweating, like I don't know how people are like same. At the gym in their makeup and like
no I post actually sometimes, I don't know if you've ever seen, but where like my whole back is sweat.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like I do a poll like gross or cool or whatever, but I don't mind, it really doesn't bother me. I would say yay. 27% said yay, 73% said nay, so a lot of people have a problem with it, I guess. Do you eat breakfast?
I don't eat before I go to the gym because I'm literally at the gym so early. But then I'm starving afterwards. So I have to, but I think it's kind of a personal preference for people. You have to listen to your body. And I know there's a lot of like controversy about like you have to eat breakfast or like no, like intermittent fasting, you don't have to eat breakfast. But so for me personally, I have to eat something after the gym or I'm literally, my stomach is eating itself.
I'm a big breakfast person. Yeah, all the way. 78% said yes, 22% said no. Do you take pre-workout?
No,
neither do I.
I feel like it makes me feel like I am crawling with something. Like,
really?
Oh yeah.
Like it makes you crazy?
Like I feel like I just like took drugs or something. Like I mean it is kind of, but
it's like hyping
it's
you
like
up.
It's like too much for me.
15% only said yes. 85% said no.
I think pre-workout used to be a big thing like a couple years ago.
Especially guys. I remember like football players at my high school were like, rah.
Yeah.
And they like walk around with those shakes and they were like, rah. And they're like,
yeah.
Yeah, that was intense. I never did that, but do you? Thoughts on people that play their music out loud at the gym?
I am really not a fan of it. I think what I've noticed more in LA is people just like the gym is their platform to have people hearing them singing. And
yeah, what's up with the singing in LA?
It just like throws me off. You like walk down the street and someone's like singing, belting out. Just like, yeah, I mean, do you? But also like when I'm listening to music and I hear someone like singing and then there's like the gym music in the background, yeah, and I'm just like, I'm thrown off a little bit.
There's this one guy in my gym that legit brings his laptop and plays the music from his laptop. I'm like, first of all, you have control of the TV, which controls the like the music in the gym. Like, maybe try that out.
Yeah.
Second of all, why your laptop? Like, you, I know you have a phone.
Yeah, I mean, he really wants to play for the whole gym.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's really strange to me. I mean, it doesn't bother me that much. Like, it doesn't like drive me nuts or anything, but I think it's really strange.
I think I would feel uncomfortable. If
like,
someone...
I would vote get some headphones.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Get some headphones. 89%, 11% said, who cares?
Interesting.
Do you worry about if other people are judging your form?
Lately, no, because I feel like I've been working out so much and I had a trainer. So I do know my form. But also, if there's a new workout, because I'm doing that program, yeah, and there's new workouts, yeah, that I'm like, I'll like watch a video on form like 10 times
really?
Over. Oh, yeah. While I'm sitting there, like, I hope no one sees that I'm literally watching how to do this workout video. And like, even when I'm doing it, I'm like, I hope I'm doing this right. I can see the, I can see like, I feel like I kind of low key judge people when I'm like, oh, your
I know,
form. Like,
I know, right?
You know?
Or I'll be like over there trying to like get my ab workout in. Someone's doing abs and I'm like, mine burns way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like such a turd about that.
Yeah.
Why do I do that? Yeah, I just don't want them to think I'm like, I think I know what I'm doing if I don't know.
Right.
You know? Or if I'm trying something out new. Sometimes I'll do like workout videos from my phone. Like I have an app that gives me videos.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like looking at my phone and I feel like people think I'm crazy because I'm like following the girl.
No, that's what I'm telling you. Yeah. Like the videos and stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah. But at the same time, like I really don't care that much. I do. It does bother me sometimes.
I think that's part of the reason I was so intimidated about going in the weight room. Like, it's just like the guys that are in the weight room in general just look like they know what they're
it's
doing
more guys
and they got
that
a routine.
Are intimidating.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Girls, I don't care.
If I went to an all girls gym, step aside, I'm coming
to
for the weights.
All girl thing in LA.
Yeah.
Do diets work?
I do not think diets work. I think you need to make it a lifestyle and want to be healthy. And there's so many like fad diets out there right now. There's like the keto diet and intermittent fasting.
Why don't you believe in the keto one?
So, okay, I actually was talking to my mom about this the other day. My brother has had type 1 diabetes since he was 4. So I knew what keto was years ago because he had to check his ketosis and his ketones. And essentially, the keto diet is your body eating itself. Like, and I know it's like working for a lot of people and like getting back to not being keto. There's this whole process you have to go through. I mean, it works for some people, but it's definitely not a long-term thing. So then when you're done with the keto diet, what happens? Like, what happens next?
I agree with that. I don't know. I've heard it works out for a lot of people, and I've done a few things with it. I've mostly done the intermittent fasting, which I don't... It's not like I was like, wow, I saw a result, but it's like a cool thing to try. I love trying cool new like health.
Yeah.
Things.
So I did intermittent fasting for a little while and I was talking to a bunch of the trainers at the gym and they were like, yeah, no, I mean, it's an amazing way to get your body on track, but it's certainly not a long-term thing. It's like a 3-month
yes.
thing and then you'll go like binging.
Yeah.
Or so all of these diets, like, yeah, they're a quick, easy fix and you're seeing all these amazing results, but then what about in 6 months when you're over it?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. When I like get bored with stuff easily. So what I've just decided to do from now on is just have a healthy lifestyle and
yeah.
not try like, cause I remember like Weight Watchers. What's that beach? It was like Beach Body or all the above.
Yeah.
But I just try and eat healthy.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I think everyone's different too. So like one diet isn't going to work for someone else.
If you're overweight, I think a diet is a great kickstart maybe too.
Yeah.
A healthy lifestyle. I don't know. They work for different people and it depends the way you work.
I just feel like a diet isn't a lifestyle.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. 68% said diets do work. 32% said no. Do juice cleanses work? This is very LA of us.
Absolutely not.
Why? Have you ever done one?
I have done a couple juice cleanses. And I feel like the word cleanse, you're like...
the only reason why I would ever do a juice cleanse is to, one, post an Instagram of it.
That's hilarious.
Like an Instagram story.
Yeah.
And two... to like say that I'm cleansing right now. Like to just like say,
right,
like, so you, like I'm on trend.
Right.
You know?
I mainly did
nothing
it because I was like cleansing. I think juices are great every once in a while, but you're not really getting the benefits of everything that you're putting in the juices. Like it's in the pulp and it's in like,
mm-hmm.
you also need the substance.
Also it's very, it's high in sugar.
So much sugar, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like, don't get me wrong. Like, let's go.
Oh, I totally will have a juice, but like a whole juice cleanse. I've done like a 5-day juice cleanse, by the way.
Oh, my God.
You pee like every 5 seconds, and like you're just drinking like 8 juices a day. So
also,
then.
It's expensive.
So expensive.
Like, literally, you guys, people walk around with juices here in LA. That juice is like $12.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Are you like a pressed juicery girl? Juice served here? Like,
pressed juice is. They have this like freeze and it's pretty much like a juice that's an ice cream. So it's like a healthy
ice cream.
That is, I could eat that every day. It's so good.
I'm like addicted to ice cream. So that is like a great hybrid for me.
Yeah. Like I don't think juices are bad in general, but an entire juice cleanse where you're just cutting out solid food.
It's just a trend, I think.
Yeah.
For me.
And it's not long-term results either.
No. Maybe like when I'm... have more money to just like spend on stuff, maybe I'll do more juice cleanses.
You'll try it out.
Yeah. And you'll see it on Instagram. 40% said yes, they work. 60% said no. Why do you do juice cleanses? People said they're only for short-term results. I also feel like they mess with your metabolism.
Yes, 100%.
Someone said heard they're super bad for you.
Totally.
Is a vegan diet more healthy?
I wouldn't necessarily say that it's more healthy. I think it really depends on what your goals are. I did vegan for a while and I didn't mind it, but I definitely wasn't getting enough protein. So I've incorporated fish, shrimp, seafood back into my diet and I love it. And I don't know, the reason I went vegan was because I hate the way that we process our meats.
Oh yeah.
I really, disgusting. I've watched too many documentaries on Netflix.
What the hell's freaking
out? Yes. So that's actually why I started eating vegan was because of what the hell.
Same.
Totally.
Literally.
I was like, I can't. And then they like cut the cow it was too much for me. Like just seeing that I was like, okay, a cheeseburger may have 100 different cows in it or something like that. So, I think that it works for some people. I know your body definitely looks different with animal products versus not animal products.
I think that the non-dairy side of it is a lot more healthy.
It's
I don't think
huge.
Dairy is good for anyone. And dairy doesn't really sit well in my stomach, even though I love pizza and ice cream, but there's non-dairy options, so that's fine. I think it absolutely can be more healthy if you eat, but there also is like vegan mac and cheese, vegan ice cream, vegan pizza.
Right, like Oreos are vegan. Like,
so if you do eat clean vegan, it can totally be more healthy, but it can be just as healthy if you're eating non-vegan clean too.
Yeah, in the beginning of eating vegan,
I should probably ask this question to like a hardcore vegan.
Right.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
Don't hate me, vegans, because I love the vegans too. I was vegan.
No, like in the beginning of eating vegan, I was being really healthy vegan. And then I was like, oh, you can eat like a bean and rice burrito and that's still vegan, right? Uh-huh. And so then you almost just start packing on weight without protein because you're just yeah. eating carbs just, all the
you
time.
You have to be really passionate about it and really strict. And
right.
No, you have to be a really good cook.
Yeah, and I'm not, mm-hmm. so...
Yeah, 35% said it's more healthy, 65% said no. Have you ever thrown up from working too hard, working out too hard?
I mean, I have in, like, high school, but not at the gym these days.
Yeah, I have also in high school, and it was when I was working out with my trainer. I definitely have. I don't know if my brother and I have, like, a throw-up problem, but, like, sometimes. Or if it's, like, a nervous problem, but we both have, like, thrown up during our designated sports. And
maybe they just push you too hard.
I don't know, but I definitely have. Never, like, here, though. Sometimes, though, from a SoulCycle class, I'll, like, think I'm going to during it or after.
But isn't it also just, like, if you drink way too much water way too quick?
Maybe.
I don't know the logistics
for me,
behind it.
I have thrown up just purely from being anxious.
Wow.
Like, that's my thing. Yeah. Like, if I... Yeah. But anyway, 53% said yes, 47% said no.
That's
a lot. What the heck? I'm shook right now.
Yeah, that's...
Wow, like, girls and guys all over the place. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
I'm not the only crazy one. Cool. I mean, granted, not that many people have voted yet, but still. Okay, have you ever... Oh, my God. Have you ever encountered someone having gas at the gym?
I can't think of a specific time, but I feel like I definitely have. And, like, low-key, I feel like I've probably, like... needed to fart at the gym or something. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. I'm like, oh, that's really awkward. But, like, I mean, I think I smell people's sweat more than anything. And it's really foul.
I have two things. One, I do this hot Pilates class, which you should try. It's in West Hollywood. It's, like, crazy. I've never sweat so much in my life.
I need to go.
Anyway, it smells like straight up butt after a hot Pilates class. Like, it's disgusting. But what I have to tell you is that it was actually a SoulCycle class at Equinox. So it was like a cycling class at Equinox. Equinox is this, like, bougie gym in LA. I mean, it's all over, but just people that don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So I'm there, and it's nothing compared to SoulCycle, but this girl, my boss and I were cycling, and this girl in front of us, oh my God, my boss literally left the class.
No, it's that bad.
I felt like, and meanwhile, we're trying to, like, breathe in all the air we can because,
like,
we're dying.
Too.
It's, like, hot and sweaty, and we're, like, breathing. And
oh, gosh.
Cycling. And this girl is just, she had, like, a full-on, like, double-decker bean burrito or something.
Yo, it's never been.
I wanted to die. It was horrible. She, like, my boss was so mad. She was like, she has an intestine problem.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, there's definitely, like, a lot of memes and stuff about people, like,
I know.
Doing yoga.
I think of, like, Amy Schumer and that cycle class. But anyway, 47% said yes, they've encountered someone. 53% said no. Should people have to wear a shirt at the gym?
I don't think they should have to wear a shirt at the gym. But I do see an intimidation factor if you see someone who's, like, really, really, really fit and you're not. But also, if you're really, really fit, you want to show it off,
yeah.
You know?
No, if I had a six-pack, I would never be wearing a shirt.
Yeah, totally.
I don't care. Honestly, if you're fit, like, please don't wear a shirt.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see that, too. 59% said yes, they should have to wear a shirt. Well, that's interesting. 41% said no. Do you care more about your body weight or your body fat percentage?
100% my body fat percentage. And I wish I could show you guys this picture, but from 2 years ago till my first weigh-in about 2.5 weeks ago, I weigh the exact same amount, and you can see a huge difference
in
my body.
Insane. Are you gonna do, like, a blog post? Because
totally.
Okay,
yeah.
What's your blog?
It's johnmarie.com.
Okay, perfect. And it's J-O-N.
Yeah, J-O-N-M-A-R-I-E.
Okay, perfect. So check it out on there soon.
Yeah, but so the weight is the exact same, and muscle weighs a lot more than fat. So I actually want to gain weight. I'm over here like, I want to be like 15 pounds more than I am just because I want like a big butt and I want like muscle. So I don't care about the scale at all. And I also was thinking about it the other day. How many people like pick you up and like are like, she's 150 pounds.
Yeah, no,
you know
one
what I mean?
Cares.
Like no one. Literally. And like the size on your clothes too. I know it's like a personal thing, but if you get like a small, but you need a medium. Like no one sees that size,
know.
You know?
Yeah,
so
no one cares. I feel like especially girls stress out about that. I really don't care.
Yeah.
But, I can see it being a thing. I've actually seen friends. It like bothers them a lot.
Yeah. But I mean the body fat, that's like really how much fat is on you. So.
Yeah, exactly. That's so smart. I just got a scale and it like, I got it specifically cause it tells you your body fat percentage and like how much water you drink and stuff like that. 46% said body weight. They care more about body fat is winning 54% percentage.
There you go.
Guys, is it hot when a girl works out / cares about fitness? 86% said yes. 14% said no. Would you say that your guy likes it?
Oh, he loves that I work out. I think he's always like, you're my motivation. Like, I want to work out more because you're trying to be really, really healthy and fit. Like, I can't be slacking
now,
you know?
That's how I'm trying to be.
Yeah.
Okay, I said, send me your gym. I said, send me your gym struggles. Someone said, getting there. Ha ha. Someone said, people getting salty when you have the weights they want. Someone said, worrying about people judging me. What?
The salty about having the weights that you want. I, the other day, was on this machine and this guy walks over and he literally sighs so loud and like rolls his eyes. And I was like, I am just as entitled to this machine as you are. Like, wait 5 minutes and my three sets will be over.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
calm down.
Relax. Like, if that's your biggest, like, problem of the day, you're having a day.
I know.
Of the day.
Yeah, but no, that's, like, a serious problem, I feel like.
Yeah. Someone said, getting my ass there. True. Someone said, second day soreness messes with me going to the gym 3 days in a row.
Oh my God, foam roll. I literally preach foam rolling.
Someone said, I work at the gym, not in fitness. When I'm done with work, I want to go home. That makes sense.
That does make sense.
So if people want to follow you or get in contact with you or whatever, I normally tell people if they're single to hit you on the DM, but don't do that.
Don't hit me on the DM.
Don't interrupt.
You can come say hi, but...
Yeah, okay, but how can they get in contact with you and follow you and stuff like that?
My Instagram, actually everything is It's John Marie. So ITSJONMARIE. That's for Instagram, YouTube, and my blog.
Mm-hmm.
There's an email on there, or you can DM me if you ever have any questions.
Got it.
Yeah.
Is there anything we can look forward to that you're pumping out content?
I am so excited about this 12-week fitness journey. And
it's really cool, guys. She's posting all about it.
It's been 2.5 weeks, and it's like shocking to say like my butt is better than it's ever been.
She got a big booty. That's what I keep wanting to say.
Yes. Yeah. But definitely a lot more content about that. And I never post about food because I think I've struggled with food so much. But now I want to start posting like, okay, I'm going to try a new recipe. Like you guys should try it with me.
Yeah.
So definitely a lot more food stuff and just wellness.
Is there anything you can leave us with to kind of remember if there's any, like out of all this podcast, what's the one piece of advice you would give about like maybe fitness or health?
I would say it's definitely a journey. So even if you're nervous or scared, like no time is the right time. Like you've heard that quote a lot. Just get started. And I have fallen off and literally not worked out for like 2 months at a time and binge ate. But you know, that's part of the journey. And as long as you're getting back on track and you're doing it for yourself and not any other reason, it's gonna stick in the long run. And this is a lifestyle. So this is your whole life. It's not just gonna be an easy fix in a couple months. So
exactly. Well, thank you so much for being on it.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
We had a lot of important insight. I feel like we learned a lot.
Oh yeah.
And be sure to follow me on Instagram to vote in future polls. My Instagram's at @tayl0r_king. And follow John Marie, like I said. And shoot us a DM, say hi, give her some love. go back and creep on her pictures, give her some likes, and hope to see you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Leave a review in the podcast app. It helps me out a lot. Love you guys. Peace out. Make someone's day.
Bye.
Woo!
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.